This is Colorado Matters on KCFR. I'm Ryan Warner. A new study confirms that children in Colorado without health insurance are more likely to become seriously ill and even die than children in the state who have insurance. What's surprising is that according to the data, children on public insurance, like Medicaid, aren't doing much better. The study also found that with good medical care, many of the illnesses are preventable. Two physicians at Children's Hospital in Denver conducted the research. One of them is Dr. Jim Todd, and he sat down with us as part of an ongoing series on the uninsured in Colorado. Welcome to Colorado Matters.
Thank you very much.
Can you provide us with an example of how a child on Medicaid might end up with a severe illness that could have been prevented?
It turns out that children in Colorado who have Medicaid or SCHIP may not have a medical home, meaning a primary care physician who does preventative care, gives them immunizations, is available for acute care when the child gets sick. Because of that, the parents may not have access to a provider who knows the child well, and they keep the child at home longer than maybe they should, and the child ends up in the emergency room and may even end up in the intensive care unit.
The SCHIP is a program specifically for children.
That's correct.
And when you say that they don't have a medical home, you're getting at the fact that even if you have public insurance, like SCHIP, like Medicaid, that's no guarantee you're going to have a physician that sees you.
That's absolutely correct. 14% of children in Colorado are without any health insurance, and an additional 20% are covered by Medicaid and SCHIP. Of the 14% who don't have any health insurance, many of them are eligible for Medicaid but are not enrolled. Of those who are enrolled, it turns out that Medicaid reimburses physicians too little to even meet the physician's cost, which obviously makes it very difficult for families to find a provider who can care for them, because most pediatric practices, most family practices are small businesses, and they can't afford to take a loss on every patient they see.
Now, what illnesses, if any, would be more affected by this than others?
Illnesses where you could prevent them from getting more severe in an ambulatory setting like a doctor's office. So a perfect example of that is vaccine-preventable diseases. You know that we have a lower vaccination rate of children in Colorado than in almost any state in the country. If a child goes to a primary care provider who provides the vaccination, the child doesn't get that infectious disease which lands them in the hospital or the emergency department. Asthma, when managed in an ambulatory setting like a doctor's office, can usually be managed quite appropriately, and the child may have very few symptoms. If the parent doesn't have access to that kind of primary care, the child again ends up in the emergency room much sicker.
But don't these children have access to other areas of the safety net? In other words, free clinics, walk-in clinics?
Well, this is the myth in the United States, and it's the same in Colorado, that we actually have a cohesive healthcare system. We really don't. So then you'd say, well, okay, there are free clinics. And actually, the city of Denver has one of the most famous and trend-setting free clinic organizations in the whole country. They really started the idea of the neighborhood health center and are well known for it. But they don't have the capacity to take care of all the children who need it. In the state of Colorado, 140,000 children do not have access to a primary care provider, and therefore they're the ones who are at risk of these bad outcomes because they're not getting the preventative care that they need.
So what you're finding is, it's rather stunning. I mean, you're saying that the child who is uninsured is as well off or as bad off, depending on how you look at it, as the child who is on public insurance?
We're not saying that quite. That is a conclusion one might reach from our study because we lumped the two together. Because it turns out that it's difficult to get data on the two separate populations. It turns out, though, that the answer to your question is probably yes. at least for that group of children who have public insurance but who don't have any primary care provider. That's functionally the same as being uninsured until you end up in the emergency department.
You said you've done what you could with the data that existed, but that the data, I guess, is lacking in Colorado. Why is that?
That's absolutely correct. We had a very hard time getting data from the state of Colorado. So our study really is the first to actually measure the health outcomes of children in Colorado. It turns out that what we need in Colorado is exactly what we've done for education. We have what's called CSAP, right? It measures the educational outcomes of children, and then the whole idea is to use that information. How are the kids actually doing to drive decisions about how can we improve their education? Well, we need a CSAP for health outcomes for children in Colorado, the same thing. So what we really need to do is work with the business community, with the state and the academic community to make data available so we can actually measure outcomes, just like CSAP.
You say that this was a study based on outcomes. And so boil down for us what the outcomes are for a child who is either un- or underinsured versus one who is.
It turns out in Colorado that the rate of hospitalization, the severity of illness, the fatality rate in the hospital, all of these things are 1.5 to 2 times higher. They occur 1.5 to 2 times more frequently in children who are underinsured in Colorado than in children who have private insurance. In addition, that particular group, the un- or underinsured, are much more likely to be admitted through the emergency department. Let me give you a perfect example of this.
Please.
Appendicitis, okay? Now, there's no way that the appendix knows whether you have insurance or not, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so the rate of appendicitis will be the same in both the public or no insurance group and the private insurance group. But it turns out in our study, the rate of ruptured appendix is much higher in the children who have public or no insurance. Why should that be? Well, the answer is they don't have access to a doctor who can pick it up early, and so they finally end up in the emergency room, but now the appendix is ruptured, which lands them in the hospital, maybe even in the intensive care unit, and they're in for many days dealing with the complications of a disease that could have easily been treated earlier on.
You mentioned that those without insurance or who are underinsured wound up waiting until the problem was more serious, which I imagine has the effect of driving up healthcare costs.
Absolutely. That's what our study showed, in fact, that overall, if you just make the assumption that if children with public or no insurance had the same hospital outcomes that children with private insurance had, so that means they weren't admitted any more frequently, they didn't have any more ruptured appendix than children with private insurance, all the things that we know aren't true. They do have more. But let's just assume that they had the same outcomes as privately insured children. In the year 2003, the state of Colorado would have saved $46 million. In 2004, that figure was up to $86 million in charges. In other words, because these children don't have access to a medical home, they're more likely to end up sicker in the hospital, and overall, they cost the system more.
How did it go from 46 one year to 86 the next? Those are stunning figures.
They are stunning figures, and the answer is that there are more children covered by Medicaid now in Colorado, and the incidence of private insurance is going down. So there are more children overall in the public and no insurance group, and it's growing every year.
So what would you propose as a way to, redistribute funds?
Well, this is sort of a bad news, good news study. The bad news is that publicly insured children or children with no insurance have worse hospitalization outcomes, and in the end, it costs a lot more, not just in dollars, but also in morbidity and mortality. But the good news is that that means that there's a business case for doing it better. In other words, to redirect those funds to primary care, to immunizing our children, to making sure every child in Colorado has a medical home. And by doing that, we know that they will be less sick, they'll end up in the hospital less, they'll end up with less severe consequences, and they'll cost the system overall less.
Dr. Todd, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jim Todd is a pediatrician at Children's Hospital in Denver. Next week, as part of our ongoing series on the uninsured in Colorado, we'll talk to two doctors who deliver sobering news to medical students about the challenges they'll face.
The thing I tell our students, which I think some of them have a hard time believing, is that economics is probably the one factor that's going to drive their careers and affect their ability to take care of their patients. It's not biomedicine. It's not new cures. It's not that sort of thing. It's how we pay for it.
That's next week on Colorado Matters. You can hear other conversations in our series online at kcfr.org.